Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Dr. Zvi Marom, who is CEO at BATM Advanced Communications. How are you today, Zvi?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've been aware of your company for some years, but maybe you can tell us about the latest. Well, actually, maybe first you can tell us what your company does.
Okay. BATM is a company that specializes in turning science into advanced technology in two areas. One is cyber and networking, and the other one is biomed and protein safety, pathogenic turning pathogens or agri pathogens into protein safety. That's the two areas where we are working.
And in terms of what's going on at the moment, how is the pandemic environment affecting you? And is it been a plus or a minus for BATM?
Well, unfortunately, the pandemic affects us very positively. I'm serious about it. We have been growing very well without the pandemic, but the pandemic gave us quite a push. Our kits are considered among the best, if not the best in the world. And we have some unique tests that others don't have. We have started with molecular infectious diseases several years ago. And so we have lots of orders for it. And we also developed at the time ventilators that have been sold very good at the pandemic. At the very same time, we believe that it will also affect our networking division because remote working and so on will probably be in demand after the pandemic.
So it's almost as if everything you prepared for before has actually come at the same time for your company.
Yes, it's a little bit unfortunate, but this is exactly what happened.
And in terms of what happens now, what's happening going forward, what are the key drivers for your company? What are the key growth areas? What can we look for?
In both the areas, basically, we are now just in the beginning of the implementing of our strategic plan. In the molecular biology, I think all the world is now aware that diagnostic is a critical part and pandemics is not something that happens only in developing countries. So we are positioned extremely well there and we are expanding all the time and we have a few developments that will come into the market in 2022, which several countries, among them the UK, has participated and it's second to none. On the protein safety, there is also recognition that this is quite a problem that have to be solved and we are starting to install our devices in many countries despite the corona, for example, in Taiwan, in the Philippines, in other places, in Belgium, other places. And on the networking and cyber, we have several kind of partnerships or joint ventures with major bodies. The most prominent is Arm, that we go together with them to many customers. And we believe that our virtual networking system will be implemented by several tier ones and tier zeros and tier twos. So it seems that we can anticipate quite positively to the future.
And in your view, is the current state, pandemic-influenced state, is that something which is here to stay? It won't sort of go away? The demand for what you do is likely to stay? No. Is that your view?
First, my view is that regardless of the COVID, we have entered into an area, into time in our history, which we will see viral and microbial diseases much more than we have seen in the last, 60, 70 years. And the reasoning behind this is that microbes and viruses have been many billion years before any mammal species was there. And they are now, after recovering from the results of the antibiotics, of the penicillin, the microbes are becoming more and more resistant to antibiotics, and the viruses are becoming more and more resistant to vaccination, for example, HIV, and for example, dengue and others, there is no vaccine for them. So we are expected to see more of this, and definitely public health systems have to prepare. I believe that now they are listening better than before. And the COVID as per se, I know that this is the most interesting for most countries, is going to stay with us as much as I can predict. And this is going to be a ongoing war. It's not going to be over, not in the next 3 months and not in the next year.
Right. I mean, your latest announcement was a strategic partnership with Network Function Virtualization. Could you run us through that?
Yes. Well, a modern network, especially 5G, needs to be virtual, and the dialogue, if you can call it, between the device, where it's a kind of internet device, where it's, if it's installed on your dress or in your car for autonomous driving, on has to be with some edge or access device, because there is no time anymore to send a query to the core and get an answer from the core. This used to be up to networks of 4G. Obviously, when you are dealing with, for example, just an example, autonomous driving, you cannot wait long time to an answer to arrive from the core if you are going to have the bang into some car or some roadblock or God knows what. Now, this means that you need to build more sophisticated edge and access devices with far more capabilities, and you need to build the software for it in order that virtually it can do lots of functioning. We cooperated with Arm, even though our system claim to fame is that it works seamlessly on Intel and Arm. We believe that the Arm architecture is better. And we have worked with them and working with them on implementing it for networks like 5G, and obviously will be after 6G, 7G, whatever will come. The corona delayed us, because obviously there were no installations because of limitation of transport and the traveling and so on. But now it's coming back, starting to come back.
Right, your share price, although I mean the share price is not everything, it sort of doubled and tripled in the wake of the initial lockdown, the March lockdowns that we had in this time, well, basically this time last year. Do you see that the market is finally understanding the value in your company?
Well, the fact that somebody is doubling or tripling is good for the shareholders and good for my kids when I will inherit to them my shares. But I believe that there is enormous intrinsic IP know-how value inside the company. And so far, we have been a kind of a player outside of the US, but obviously in the coming years, we will do more in the US. So if I have to predict something or can look in front of my nose for 5 years, I believe that once we will be more kind of American player, the value still have a lot of place to grow.
Right. And you've got, just to finish off, because I know the private investors, they get blinded by science. What would you say is your sort of killer app, your favorite, or your personal favorite part of the business or application or, you know, device that you have?
My favorite is the algorithms that look into the core of codes. What do I mean? I look on it in a very peculiar way that now I have many colleagues, for example, if we are mentioning the UK, Oxford and others, we are basically a carbon-based machine that is managed by a digital code, which is quadratic. And we are building silicon machines that are next in the periodic table that are managed by digital binary code. And you will not believe the similarities between the different codes and the possibilities that are given by algorithms. And I believe that some of the things that we are doing, like carbon-based chips that currently we are using for diagnostic purposes, but will be have many more applications, will be a kind of a big claim to fame, not just on the academic world, but in the world of the 21st century, where bioconvergence, which means combining biology with the technology of the 20th century, will be a kind of a mainstream. And this is going to happen in less than 10 years. It's actually happening, but still not common to the public.
Well, we look forward to that. Dr. Zvi Marom, CEO at BATM Advanced Communications, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.